Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside, and something else will take its place. If I quit, however, it will last forever.
The margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second.
You got a dream, you got to protect it. People can't do something themselves. They want to tell you you can't do it. You want something, go get it.
Afraid to fail. You can't always win, but don't be afraid of making decisions.
You have to believe that something different can happen. He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Dig deep down, ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy. No matter how crazy it may sound to the people.
Make a choice, right? Just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide.
Why not? Why can't I be the MVP of the league? Why can't I be the best player in the league? I don't see why. Why? Why can't I do that?
Kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell, one inch at a time, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. I don't do well in math. You're right. You ain't never studied. I'm not good in writing because you have never written before.
Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
If you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time.
Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it.
written, the kingdom of God is within man. Not one man, nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure.
Now, what are you going to do?
Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion.
You say you're going to win. I do apologize. So we have a little snafu here, technical difficulty. We've got to make sure that we're on all the time because we're actually giving some very good information out about you, about to you and for you and things you need. I think we're off maybe like 3 minutes. But what is important? What would happen today if everything went away? I start off this show today with that particular audio, that particular thing to listen to, because it went from the bottom to the top. Can you go from the bottom to the top? And also, reviewing my notes earlier this week, I came across a gentleman I talked about earlier, well, actually about a year ago, Mr. Nick Vujicic. This man has been able to give a message of hope to over 5 million people in 44 countries. He shares his faith, which is rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ, which changed his life forever. Now, this gentleman, Mr. Nick Vujicic, he has no arms, he has no legs, but he's blessed with the fact that he refused to give up and refused to accept his circumstances where they're at right now. What would you do if your car went away today? What would you do if your spouse went away today? What would you do if your house went away today? What would you do? Would you have enough fortitude, enough moxie, enough self-esteem to pull yourself through that? Would you? Now, if you're money-centered, this is the glasses that you look through if you're money-centered. Your personal worth is determined by your net worth. You're vulnerable to anything that threatens your economic security. That sounds like fear. This is the guidance that you use, the guidance that you go by. Profit is your decision-making criteria. If it's not profit, it's got to go. Wisdom. Money-making is the lens through which life is seen and understood, creating imbalance in judgment. And what's your power? You're restricted to what you can accomplish with your money and your limited vision because you've already limited yourself by the amount of money that you have. Now, if you're possession-centered, your security is based on your reputation. So your social status or the tangible things you possess, you tend to compare what you have to what others have. Now, you make your decisions based on what will protect, increase, or better display your possessions. That's your guidance. What's your wisdom? You see the world in terms of comparative economic and social relationships. If he don't have the money, if she don't have the money, I don't need to date them. Power. You function within the limits of what you can buy or the social prominence you can achieve. Again, being a three-part being, you have to understand where your true power lies. Your true power lies not being able to see it. Your true power lies being able to hear it or feel it. It's your spirit. That's your true power. That's what the world wants you to forget. Your true power is your spirit. It's not your strength is going to pull you through. It's not your mind that's going to pull you through. It's the strength in your spirit that's going to pull you through anything that comes up that's possible. and for Mr. Dick Vigic. And you can go to his website, Life Without Limbs, or Attitude is Altitude. Think about it. If you woke up today and had no arms, no legs, what would you be able to do? Would you be, or would you stand still at that particular moment in time for the rest of your life? Because you felt your life was over. What would you do today? Are you money-centered? Are you work-centered? Are you possession-centered? Are you pleasure-centered? Friend-centered? Enemy-centered? Church-centered? Let's talk about that in a minute. Church-centered. What is church-centered? Are you there for the church, or is the church there for you? Are you busy in the church just to be busy? Let's see what the security, the guidance, the wisdom, and power in that. Let's take a little moment for that. Your security is based on church activity and then on the esteem in which you are held by those in authority or influence in the church. You find identity and security in religious labels and comparisons. What is your guidance? This is how you guide your life. You're guided by how others will evaluate your actions in the context of church teachings and expectations. What is your wisdom? You see the world in terms of believers and non-believers, belongers and non-belongers. And what's your power? Perceived power comes from your church position or role. Now, everything I've read thus far and reviewed thus far in reference to different centers in your life, what is the center of your life? They have one for your spouse. They have one for your family. They have one for everything. Well, what comes down to the brass tacks is what? What gets you to the top of the mountain? What gets you across the finish line is not your strength and your muscle. It's not the idea that you can outsmart somebody. It's the strength and spirit. And when you're connected to the correct spirit in your life, the Holy Spirit, you will receive that joy that passes all understanding. If people don't believe that person's going through that and they have peace, I know two people in the last 14 days. They've had the highest of highs and the lowest of lows. What happened if somebody told you that you had 6 months to live? What happened if instead of getting that last basket, you missed the last shot and lost the game? How do you recover? What do you do? What do you say to yourself? First of all, you don't accept the circumstance that's been given to you in your life. Don't accept that it's going to mold you. Make up in your mind that you will mold it. What do you mean, Charles? Well, as I said before, Mr. Dick Vigic, no arms, no legs, but he's talked to over 5 million people. Has a wife and children, and has joy in giving hope to others. I've heard several people say several times, if your life is not making or improving people around you, your life, what is your life worth? If it's not used to help better the people around you, you're supposed to be able to leave that mark that cannot be erased. That legacy that's left behind. You have to be careful about what you feed yourself. We're going to take a brief break. I've been talking too much here. I have just been lit for I don't know whatever reason. But the information out here is for you to hear, for you to understand, and for you to get on top of. Because what is your center? That is critical. If you don't know what your center is, then you can't make the decisions you need to make in your life to go from point A to point B and get to the mountaintop. We're going to take a brief break. You listen to blogtalkradio.com/MillionDollarIdeaNetwork. And again, my name is Charlie Childs, and today is Thursday, the first day of the rest of your life.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting to the top of the mountain, which I see that it was not spelled correctly, that it went out this morning. So, what are we talking about? Where are you at right now? If you don't know where you're at right now, you don't know where you need to go in order to get across the finish line to the top of the mountain. You need to know the quality of person that you are right now. Now, there's a big difference in having a purpose-driven life than a work-centered life, a possession-centered life, a pleasure-centered life, a friend-centered life, an enemy-centered life, a church-centered life, or a self-centered life. Now, if you're self-centered, this is your security. Your security is constantly changing and shifting. Constantly changing and shifting. Let me check one thing here. Oh, that's the only one. Now, what is your guidance? What is the guidance you use in your life? Your judgment criteria is if it feels good, what I want, what I need, what's in it for me. And what's your wisdom? Your wisdom is you view the world by how decisions, events, or circumstances will affect you. Self-centered, that's equivalent to selfishness. Your ability to act is limited to your own resources without the independence of interdependency. That means you don't have the ability to work together with somebody. Now, there are several different types of centered, and every one of us has been at some point in our lives in one of these areas. But the point is you cannot stay that centered in your area. What should be centered? What should be centered on? Well, when we listened to Dr. Farr Gray last week, we talked about what is your purpose in life. Once you find out your purpose in life, everything else doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the money is. It doesn't matter where you work. It doesn't matter how many possessions you have. It doesn't matter how much pleasure you get from it. It doesn't matter what the friend-centered or enemy-centered or church-centered. But you have to evolve. You have to develop. You have to mature into the total person. And what is the total person? That's the spirit with soul that lives in the body. Now, often many times, people don't understand that they're in this center, they're in this formula, they're in this box. Because what happens if you're money-centered, if you're self-centered, if you're church-centered, you're enemy-centered, you are in a box. You have a limit on the ceiling that you want to break through because you want to have the victory. But if you're in any one of these states, you have to move from the state. You can't stay there. Now, Mr. Nick Vigic, I will tell you the one thing he talks about all the time in all his presentations, and especially when he's talking to children, it's about loving yourself. You have to love yourself. As I said before, early in the broadcast, in the last 14 days, I've seen people, two people in particular I have in mind that I've seen go to the highest highs and the lowest lows. But how you get out of the lowest lows? Can you take walking out the door and losing everything right now? What would happen to your life? What would happen to your life? Because if you're self-centered, if you're money-centered, you're work-centered, if you're money-centered and you lose your job, that's your identity that's gone. Is your identity supposed to be centered around money? Is your identity supposed to be centered around work? Your identity is supposed to be centered around your purpose. What is your purpose? Now, when I say what is your purpose, again, another book I highly recommend, A Purpose-Driven Life. A purpose-driven life, you will be driving the cattle, so to speak. You will be driving in the direction that you need to be going, meaning that you will not be having to be pulling anybody. You'll be pushing anybody that wants to come along. You'll be moving faster than everyone that's around you because you want to get it done. So when you understand what you're here for on this planet for, your destiny and your vision becomes a purpose. When I say purpose, that means it has to be done, that it has to take care of, and you love doing it, and you don't know why. But you have to find that. You have to get that center. Because all these other centers are not going to work for you. All these centers are long-term. No, they have no long-term health for you. No long-term health for your spirit. No long-term health for your mind. No long-term health for your body. Because if you're money-centered, your money goes away.
Your mind goes away, and your health goes away. If you're self-centered, your security is constantly changing and shifting. That's fear. If you don't feel secure in who you are and where you're going and how you're getting there, that's security. But if you don't have that, that's constant fear. That means your security and all these things they have in common with your money-centered, work-centered, possession-centered is based on fear of losing whatever their center is, or whatever is helping them keep their center, whatever is maintaining their center. And they're based their life view on that fact. Your life view should be centered on the purpose that is driving you. The purpose that you're supposed to do, the vision, the mission, the destiny that you're supposed to fulfill here on this planet. Whether you are to be a mother, a father, whether you're supposed to design something to create health unheard of before in life, but it's something uniquely endowed to you. No one has the same fingerprints. No one has the same talents. And your eyes are your own also. So how do you get there? How did Mr. Nick Vigie get there? The first part is to love yourself. You have to have value. And I don't mean a self-centered, selfish kind of love where it's only about you. It's when you're able to give of yourself and not want anything in return, you mature to a level that most people aren't. Did you give money to someone so that it would owe you? Or did you give money to someone to help them out and don't expect it back? Did you do someone a favor and say it would owe you so you can get a favor from them later? What is your center? That is critical, because if you don't know what your center is, you cannot develop the good habits and get rid of the bad habits so you can get to the mountaintop. It's at the bottom of the hour here. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show here, 33 after the hour. If you are on your way to work, take your time. If you're running late, take your time. You'll get there. Get there in one piece. Don't let rushing or bad decision mess up your day. Because all it takes is one quick bad decision, and your day is changed just like that. Possibly people around you change like that also. So if you're late for work, take your time. Leave 15 minutes earlier next time. But where's your center today? How do you get there? Well, it's about being intentional about what you feed yourself. You know, the tools I talk about all the time, I talk about The Strangest Secret with Mr. Earl Nightingale. I talk about Dr. Criswell Freeman's The 21 Days of Building Healthy Habits. Talk about The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Also, The Purpose-Driven Life. These are all books that should be on and in your library right now. Because if you don't know how to get there, you can't get there. But it's your job to find to get the information you're supposed to have. It's no one else's job. It's your job. So where are you at today? Is it all about the money? No. Is it all about the work? No. Is it all about the stuff? No. Is it all about just having pleasure? All right, let's take a look at it real quick. If you are pleasure-centered, you feel secure only when you're on a pleasure high. Your security is short-lived, anesthetizing, and dependent on your environment. That means you're happy because stuff is happening to you. Where's the joy? Joy doesn't happen to you. Joy comes through the spirit, filters down through the mind, and relaxes in the body. Now, what is your guidance if you're pleasure-centered? You make your decisions based on what will give you the most pleasure. There's no sacrifice. What's your wisdom? You see the world in terms of what's in it for you. And your true power, your power is almost negligible because you're moving just like the wind does back and forth. Being pleasure centered is that you're being fleshy. I know a lot of people haven't heard that phrase in a very long time. That's an 80s phrase. Fleshy. Stop acting all fleshy. That's being pleasure centered. Now, as I said before, we have to understand it. In going through the maturity process, you will be in these areas at one point in time in your life. But you're not supposed to stay in these areas because you're supposed to mature to a higher level. It's when you get stuck in one of these areas, it's when you will have your challenges and your vision, your destiny, your purpose that you're supposed to have in this planet is not moving towards you. It's moving away because you're moving away from it, because you're not changing what needs to be changed to get across the finish line. We're going to take a brief break here. We've been talking a little too much today, but that's okay. You've been listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. Also coming up today is our open house, so if you want to come on down and have a visit, have a talk, we'll talk about leather, we'll talk about social media and how it works for you, all that and more here at our brand spanking new office at 1801 North Tryon, Suite 350. Want to come down and have a chat? Come down and have a chat. Want to talk? We'll talk. You want to talk? Where's your center at? We can talk about that. Want to talk about your business? How you can business and go from point A to point B? We can talk about that. The point is that we want you to know that the information we have here for you is for you. And because it's for you and you only you can receive it. Having some challenges here in terms of our audio. I do apologize for that. Let me go back again. Okay, we are live. We've been having some challenges with our audio. I do apologize for that. We do also, in the same process here, according to our producer, we are recording in the studio. So anything that's not covered here that you cannot hear, we will have for you updated on our website later. Again, we do apologize for any silence parts or information. We were talking about being centered and where's your centered at. We're talking about what tools you need to have on your bookshelf that take you from point A to point B. The tools that we talked about before, I always talk about Earl Nightingale, The Strength of Secret, the 21 Days Building Healthy Habits for Your Family. That's by Crystal Freeman. Also, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and also The Purpose-Driven Life. Now, as I was saying before, you may not have heard this, is that each individual, each one of us, is going to be at one point in time in one of these centers. You're going to be money-centered at one point in time. You're going to be work-centered at one point in time. If you're possession-centered, again, it's about the stuff that you have. If you're pleasure-centered, it's about how you feel. You know, if you're pleasure-centered, this is what we have here. You feel secure only when you are on a pleasure high. Your security is short-lived and anesthetizing and dependent on your environment. That means you move like the wind. That means when stuff happens to you, you're happy. You don't have any joy. You make your decisions based on what will give you the most pleasure. That means you're working and operating in the flesh. I'm using a phrase that people have not heard in quite some time, used in the 80s. Stop being fleshy. But as I said before, you may not have heard this, we all go through these centers at certain periods of times in our life. But the point of the fact is that we're supposed to move forward and mature out of these areas. often what happens many times is that we get stuck. We get stuck in one of these areas, and it is hard for us to change the negative habits to the good habits so you can get across the finish line. So part of what we're talking about today is, what is your center? But also at the same time, you have to love yourself. Mr. Nick Vigic, if you had no arms, no legs, you still could surfboard, you still could water ski, you can swim, where would you be at if you were in that situation? If everything was taken from you today, how would you react? If your church was taken away, if all your church people went away, if your house, your home, your family, all that was taken away, would you still be able to live? I'm saying you're supposed to still be able to live. I'm saying that you can get through anything that's going on in your life right now, but you have to want to, and also love yourself to know that you're supposed to get through it. Don't let a temporary situation turn you to a permanent solution. Let me say this again. Don't let your temporary situation cause you to make a permanent solution that affects your life and everyone else around you. It's very, very important. What's temporary? Temporal. Time. Short. One of the most interesting things about childbirth, I've been blessed with the fact to have been able to see all four of my children born. That was one of the prayers that was answered before I got married, was that I wanted to see the birth of all my children. I've been able to do that. And so prayers do get answered. Now, I've heard and observed childbirth. Yes, the woman, the mother, is going through tremendous pain. But when the baby gets there, there is no memory of the pain. Think about that now. And childbirth is just an example, but it's probably the most phenomenal example you could use, because you're actually bringing creation. Your creation is coming through into life. So understand this. If you're trying to create something right now, you're going to have to go through some pain. You're going to have to go through some pain. But whatever is birthing in your spirit now, whatever is birthing in you right now that the Lord is leading you to create, you're going to have to go through the labor pains to bring it out and for it to live and exist the way it's supposed to. But also, as we talked about yesterday, what happens after the victory? You don't want to get settled after the victory. You're still going to have to work the same ethic that you had to get you there, but hopefully a little smarter and with assistance from others. It's called allocating your workload. But at the same time, that's what's going to get you to the top of the mountain. You're going to have to birth something. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're going through right now, but you're going to have to birth something. You're learning a lesson that needs to be learned. Learn your lesson. Because how the Lord works this way, if you haven't learned your lesson yet, it'll take you to the same circumstance until you learn your lesson. But I'm saying you're smart enough to get it the first time so you could tell somebody that they don't have to go through, and hopefully they'll listen to you. Now, what is your center? Let's see if we got it recorded for Ms. Nick Vigic here. Again, like I said, I'm just amazed at this man here. You know, life without limits. Life without limits. And he actually, you know, one of the things that he talks about quite a bit, and he's from Australia, so I highly recommend. He's got a couple books out there, Unstoppable. Biography of a Determined Man. Now, that's a heavy phrase there, y'all. The Biography of a Determined Man. Are you determined What is determination? Determination, and we describe determination as this, is setting in your mind that nothing can stop you from obtaining the goal that you're going for right now. Nothing. Nothing in this world, nothing outside this world, nothing inside the world, nothing below the world, nothing. That means nothing. Settle in your mind that you've made up that you're going to go to A, point A to point B, and that you will do everything, lay everything on the table, even die to accomplish what your mission is to accomplish. Once you're convinced of doing that, I heard Mr. Will Smith talk about this the other day. He said that he's not the most talented person out there. You know, where he excels in is his work ethic. Crazy work ethic. But he said also this, that if both of us get on a treadmill and we run, that either I'm going to get off first or he's going to die on the treadmill. That's the kind of dedication, determination you have to have in your life. Think about that now. Are you willing to go up against someone that's willing to sacrifice, give up everything and for their life to achieve their objective? That's wild. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to go up against someone that's willing to do that? That's wild. That's how you should be. That's where you should be at. And if you're not there yet, you need to move from whatever center you're at right now to the center you're supposed to be. That's the center of what? Loving yourself, understanding that you're supposed to get the best things in life. You're not supposed to hurt others. You're supposed to help others and nurture others as people have nurtured you. If you weren't nurtured, nurture yourself. If other people around you don't encourage you, encourage yourself. All this is up to you. Once you understand why you were here, why you were born, all the other stuff makes sense. All the other stuff doesn't matter. Because every exercise, every test, every illegitimate moment, every legitimate moment, every time you were cheated, every time that someone took something from you, every time someone stepped on your foot, on your toe, and you said, oh, and they kept walking, all those circumstances, all those experiences are what you're made of, but you need to decide which direction you're taking in. How are you going to center it? How are you going to walk with it? How are you going to make it better? How is it going to better you as a person? How is it going to better you as a man and as a woman? How is it going to better your children? Because your children watch everything. They see more than you realize they see. They see when you're up. They see when you're down. They see when you're mad. They see when you're doing stuff you're supposed to be doing. All that is what they're taking in because the measure of you is going to be the measure of them. If you're the rock, they'll be the rock. If you're the wet paper bag, they're going to be the wet paper bag. But I'm saying that, be the rock. Be the focus. Be the vision. Don't be just be a visionary. Apply your dream. Apply your vision to life. Don't be a spectator. Be a participant. Be a participant. Mr. Nick Vigil decided to be a participant. He talks about a time that, yes, when he was like 6 years old, he's like, what is my life going to be like? But something happened. Something grabbed his spirit and said that you are more than the flesh that you're made of. You are more than the flesh that you're made of. If you're not getting what you're worth, go out and get what you're worth. The only person going to pay you what you're worth is you. What does that mean? That means you have to step out the box. That means you can't do what everybody else is doing. That means you have to take the path that's less traveled. That means you may even have to blaze your own trail. But know this, whatever's birthed in your spirit will make way for you, and you will have the victory. You're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show, and we're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see the Lord has brought you through it in that process, and it's a process. And then after you put your arms up in victory, turn around and tell someone, bring someone, mentor someone, let them know, encourage someone that they can do the very same thing.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
They were in the final for the NIT for the Temple, University of Temple. They lost that game, but I just want to say we're proud of him. Keep on keeping on. And, man, it's great when I could point to the finger and say, hey, my cousin's in the Final Four. Many people can't say that. So want to shout out to him, let him know we're proud of him. I know, you know, when you lose the game, you know, it's a rough gig, and I can't compare, you know, being in his position, but I can tell, you know, it's rough, but I know he'll get over it, get back to practicing, and those guys have a good squad, and I'm sure he'll be back to
to compete next year, even with more force, more focus. So I'm just saying, congratulate them on the year. Matter of fact, he got some pictures on ESPN and also in, let me see here. They have a picture. I'm sure it's a magazine. I think Sports Illustrated. But, I just want to say congratulations, man. Big ups. Keep on keeping on. And you can do it. Just maintain the focus. And just know that. That's just a stepping stone to the greatest event that you have, that the Lord has waiting for you. I also want to give big ups to my friend, Mr. Bill. I want to say the Mr. Bill show, but y'all probably don't remember that. But, same thing. Keep on keeping on. Go from victory to victory. And understand this, the best is yet to come. And just keep it up. Just get it done, man. It's already done. And I was very excited and happy for him. And it's a good day. And the reason we play Heavy Dina Boys, because what? Because you're no longer part of the 95ers. You're that 5%. You're that one fish swimming upstream, no one's trying to get downstream. You're that one lion that's taking the path that's not taken by most or hasn't been taken at all. You're that trailblazer in your family that you've done something that none of them have done before so that others can do the very same thing. You're that first, not the last. You're the first of many to come because you're making a path for them. Also, yesterday, I want to shout again, just take a moment to Marvin Gaye's birthday was yesterday. I think it was the 31st anniversary of his death, passing. A gentleman who was an icon in music and has affected every person, not just some, every person that you hear today has some type of influence from Marvin Gaye and their music. Everybody. So you can point anybody in hip-hop, rap, jazz, R&B, whatever, has been influenced by Marvin Gaye. Also coming up this week, again, we'll be doing our open house here at 1801 North Trines. Come on down, have a chat with us. Look out the window here. Take a look at our high-speed teched out office, and take a look at some leather, you get some customized leather here, and Mr. Charles, will tell you something about the leather.
Leather, it is an awesome canvas to work with, and we tell people all the time, you can take time, come here, go to the website, go to carlchouse.com. Oh, it's simple. Oh,
wow. Carlchouse.com. That's fantastic.
I thought it was a little bit more complex than that. But you can go to carlchouse.com and get information. When it comes to leather, doing headbands right now, doing bracelets, doing belts. I'm working on a belt right now. So when it comes to leather, my leather works are creative coverings. I physically work on granite, stain and seal my customized creations. Knowing my leather works are made from the greatest natural materials makes them perfect for baby to adult. Leather's another canvas waiting to be transformed into a masterpiece. So I want to thank God for the blessing of the skill to be able to do this and the materials that he's provided and be able to lift it up and give the honor and glory to him. And at the same time, people are getting joy out of getting customized work. You just can't get it anywhere else. That's how it is. So we're going to stay with it. And I'm looking forward to eventually doing the leather hats, leather shoes. And when we talk about leather shoes, we're talking about doing gator. Once we start doing exotic leathers, trying to do gator shoes from infant to adults. So trying to do that, gator shoes from infant to adults.
Fantastic.
So, all right.
Thank you, Mr. Childs. Also, I do another shout-out here. I'm not quite the Facebook person or professional that that my children are, but I do catch a few things. First thing is that I want to congratulate Robin and Andre McBride. These are the first
black women to start a wine company in these United States. So that's, it's called True V Wines. I want to congratulate them. If you see that, you can actually go to Centric TV. You know, they have an article about them for that. You want to congratulate them. All firsts are good. We're talking about the good news. I remember last year we used to have a section that we just talked about good news. And we're going to be bringing that back because that's something you need to hear. There's enough bad news out there. I'm sure you can look in enough places and find enough bad stuff. So we're going to have some good news for you. We're going to bring some guests on. We're going to talk about you can get on and get over and overcome anything going on in your life. And speaking of going on and overcoming and getting over, another cousin on Facebook. Hold on a second here. You probably can hear that roll. But it's cool. And what they've done here, you know, this is the advantage of technology today. And we're talking about crawling before you can walk and walking before you can run. Well, they were able to film their child first taking a crawl. That is cool. So I'm not going to mention no names because they didn't give me permission. But I'm going to say big ups, congratulations, and if he's crawling this early, he'll be walking very soon. So it's cool to watch that growth, to watch that development. All of us have to go through that crawling phase, whether you're in life or work or trying to find your vision, trying to find your purpose. We all have to go through that crawling stage and you're walking and you're running. But you have to be determined. That's the one thing about little people. They are determined. If they want that cookie, they're going to get that cookie. If they want to get that piece of paper and put it in their mouth, they're going to crawl across the floor and get that piece of paper in their mouth. No matter what you got stacked up, no matter what you got around. You better get there first. You better get there before they do. And that's the kind of determination. You have to remember that as we grow older, we're supposed to grow in wisdom. But the things of our youth we're supposed to take with us. We're supposed to always remember the tenacity, the boldness, the determination that you were doing as a youth when you were trying to get whatever you're trying to get. All those things translate in a mature way as an adult. That's very important to understand that. Many times people don't get that knowledge, get information that you're supposed to go from point A to point B. No, you're not supposed to be self-centered all the time. No, you're not supposed to be money-centered all the time. No, you're not supposed to be possession-centered or friend-centered or enemy-centered or spouse-centered or church-centered. All those things are limitations, and they prevent you from getting to what you're supposed to be doing in life. Now, ultimately, what you're supposed to be doing in life is to benefit someone around you, whatever that is. You're always adding and not subtracting. That's your situation. You're always adding, not subtracting. I'm looking at the video, and that's pretty cool. You know, the baby's crawling over. I think he's going after the remote for the TV. No. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. But I want everyone, we're going to take a brief break here. We're going a little bit longer than usual because we had some technical difficulties in terms of the mics and stuff like that. And I was starting to get, you guys were getting coming in and out. And I was coming in and out, and there was like periods I was off like 2 or 3 minutes. So we do apologize for that. That's technical difficulties. And you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network. And it's my job is to give you one thing to think about changing to the positive, something in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. Because you're supposed to. Because you're supposed to win. We'll take a brief break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the show.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Fear is not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
just
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here is getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see where the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, put your arms up in victory, but also help someone, mentor someone, encourage someone that they can do the very same thing. Today we're talking about where is your center at? Where is your center at? Are you that person that's money-centered? Are you that person that's work-centered? Are you the person that's possession-centered? And we talk about this all the time with Mr. Earl Nightingale and The Strange Secret. It's not about the stuff. You have to understand that you are a three-part being. You are a spirit with a soul that lives in a body. And you have to be intentional about how you nurture all those areas. Because if you're not going to do it, someone else is going to do it. And you may end up somewhere you don't want to be. That's why we do what we do here all the time here. What sources do we use? Again, I highly encourage you to listen to The Strangest Secret of Mr. Earl Nightingale. It's 27 minutes that will definitely change your life. Matter of fact, the person that we referred it to a couple weeks ago made a point to stop back by our office and say how fantastic that was. Also, in addition to that, we talk about Dr. Russell Freeman's 21 Days to Building Healthy Habits. Also, 7 Habits of Healthy, Effective People. Healthy, Effective People. In order to be effective, you have to be healthy. Again, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. Coming up next week, we're going to have social media presence tool. We'll be talking about, in addition to that, the neighborhood gallery tour that's going to be going on. Also, we'll be talking about The Strangest Secret to make sure everyone gets that. Again, I want to thank everyone for their patience today. And also, big ups to those individuals we shouted out today for encouragement and also for them to keep on reaching for the stars. And if you hit the moon, you're doing great. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back with our final commentary for today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
2, 3. Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And what our final commentary for today is this, is that it doesn't matter where you are at right now. Knowing this, that you have growth to go through is okay. Knowing that there's a plan that has to be made or something that has to be written down so you can remind yourself every day where you're going, the direction you're going. Do that. But know this, the process, the path, is going to be painful sometimes. It's because you're birthing something in your spirit. If you're birthing something in your spirit, it's got to take form. It's got to take matter. It's got to take light, and it's got to combine it. You know, your thoughts start in the spirit. They manifest in your mind, and they're created by your hands and in your work that you do. It's a process, but you can get through the process. But the thing about this is that you're supposed to go through the process so you understand who you are supposed to be. And for today, that is all I got.
This has been a CSC production, copyright 2015. Be blessed and highly favored. I love you. God loves you. So you're supposed to love yourself too, because you deserve the best.